divided between three warlords at war with each other. Their fighters, provincial cutthroats, killed anyone in their path. In their ingenious depravity, they invented unlawful pleasures. Jerusalem, given over to intolerable uncleanness, became a brothel and torture chamber, and yet remained a shrine. Pilgrims had arrived for Passover just before Titus closed in on the city, trapping them and many refugees from the war, so there were hundreds of thousands of people in Jerusalem. Only as Titus encircled the walls did the rebel chieftains halt their infighting to face the Romans together. The city that Titus saw was, in Pliny's words, by far the most celebrated city of the East, a vibrant metropolis built around one of the greatest temples of the ancient world, an exquisite work of art on an immense scale. Jerusalem had already existed for thousands of years, but this many-walled and towered city, astride two mountains amid the barren crags of Judea, had never been as populous or as awesome as it was in the first century AD. Indeed, Jerusalem would not be so great again until the 20th century. This Jerusalem was the achievement of Herod the Great, the brilliant, psychotic Judean king whose palaces